Thank you very much, Scott. Dear colleagues and friends, I will speak about the diversity of winter wheat to stem rust UG99. I'd like to also first recognize the collaborative nature of our work involving colleagues from Turkey, Russia, USA, and of course Kenya. This is the outline I will follow in the presentation, going through the importance, results, consistency of screening, type of resistance, diversity of the germplasm, and eventually the strategy for breeding for UG99 resistance in our program. Dr. Sharma just mentioned IWIP, and this is a program joint between Ministry of Agriculture of Turkey, CIMIT, and the CARDA. We are based in Turkey, serving primarily this region, with roughly 15 million hectares of winter wheat, but also collaborating very closely with Eastern Europe and Western Europe as well. Our prime task is to develop new germplasm, and we also facilitate global germplasm exchange for winter wheat. Our product is a facultative winter wheat observation nursery distributed annually to more than 100 cooperators, and the number of entries distributed annually reaches now between 200 to 300 genotypes. Everybody knows and heard about UG99, and this is one of the most popular pictures tracing the possible routes of UG99 to Middle East and Indian subcontinent, indicating that there is a threat which we need to address. And also, the general understanding is that around 90% of the cultivars grown presently are susceptible to this race. The virulence, I mean, the whole thing evolved when the SI-31 was broken in Africa, and a lot of material with this gene became susceptible. This is the virulence of stem rust utilized by Eugene in a cereal disease lab when he does the seedling work. There are some number of effective genes, though some of them would be effective in Kenya against UG99, but would be susceptible in the region. So resistance in Kenya against UG99 by no means guarantee universal resistance. The material which we utilize for screening is roughly 1,500 winter wheat varieties and lines from major production rich regions except China. Since we are kind of vehicle for germplasm exchange, many people send germplasm to us, which we multiply, including in the Favon nursery, but we also tested in Kenya prior to international distribution. So this germplasm was vernalized in Kenya before planting, transplanted to the field, and then notes were taken several times. And the cycle in Kenya, essentially from May to October, now is the time of taking notes and evaluation of winter wheat. This is how it looks like in Kenya. This is a spreader, would be devastated by stem rust. There's really little kind of efforts needed to create a stem rust epidemic, because in Kenya you can plant wheat any time, and the whole thing of stem rust and UG99 comes that there is a green bridge, and wheat is grown in Kenya all year round. That's why the inoculum is available for evaluation and for affecting winter wheat. When we come to the germplasm, we tested, and this we separated into regional Central East Asian, Caucasus, Europe, Americas, and our program as a main contributor of the germplasm. In general, you can see that the average percent of resistant lines is around 20%, varying from 17 to 23 or 24%. Now we come to evaluation of now we come to the frequency of resistant germplasm across different countries. You can see some very... with UG99, the interesting thing is that people never bred against UG99. So to some extent, this is the higher frequency of resistant germplasm, maybe indication of either diversity or general emphasis on rust resistance. When some countries you take germplasm never bred against UG99 and still you find relatively high percentage of lines which are resistant. And USA, North Carolina, germplasm submitted by Dr. David Marshall and also distributed through our nurseries also shows very exemplary and high frequency of resistant germplasm. The outcome of the screening, each year we assemble, starting from 2010, we assemble the winter wheat stem rust resistant nursery from the entries which we identify as resistant, and their composition primarily comes from our program, IWIP. US North Carolina contributed for 2 years substantially. East European germplasm and other cooperators, whoever contributed the genotypes, and they turned out to be resistant. This germplasm is available and will be continuing to assemble this nursery for a few more years. When we test in Kenya, I think one of the questions is how consistent the testing in Kenya from year to year. And we looked at three nurseries, which were tested 2008-2009, and the percentage of lines which confirmed resistance was relatively high, more than 80% or approaching 90%. Same figure for 2009-2010. However, some of them, when we test them in Turkey, in the hotspot for stem rust, some of the resistant ones, they fail, though this is also relatively high frequency of resistant germplasm identified in Kenya, but resistant to Turkish population of the pathogen. When we look at type of resistance, essentially we divide material into two groups, adult plant resistance. You can have two varieties as an example. Depends on a combination of seedling and adult plant breeding. Adult plant resistant and major genes. And when we classified these three nurseries into this group, then essentially you can see that in the first stem rust nursery there was a majority of major genes. Then the second was majority of APR and more or less equal than the third. And the severity, if we take average severity of this group versus this group, then we see continuously every year the severity would be lower for the major gene type of resistance. While molecular study is underway at Cornell University, looking at the stem rust genes available in this germplasm, some genes are available, we know, like SR24, 36, and 1A1R. Translocation. Now the question, when we select in Kenya for resistance to stem rust, do we improve resistance to other rusts like yellow rust or leaf rust, which we know sometimes the rust resistance is associated. So we did not see this evidence based on 16 Favon data when we separated in three groups based on Kenya evaluation data. So the yellow rust in Azerbaijan or Uzbekistan would be similar among these three groups. Now coming to genetic diversity of the germplasm, which we identify, we took very old-fashioned approach of looking at pedigree and genealogy of the germplasm, looking at genetic profile of the germplasm which was identified resistant and comparing it based on the pedigree. The deficiency of this approach is that you need complete and accurate pedigree, though pedigree is all what's needed, and that's a big advantage because very little investment would be made. This approach has been applied many years ago when a molecular approach was not available, and we subjected 138 winter wheat varieties and lines to this analysis. This is a data, cluster analysis, demonstrating the three groups of of germplasm separated based on pedigree. All of them performed a different degree of resistance to UG99. And these are three cluster groups. And we can see very clearly that they divided the first one with origin primarily from Eastern Europe. The second group would be TCI, which stands for Turkey Symmetry Carder, primarily, and representing a majority of winter-spring crosses. And this is a type of crosses we do. And you can see cows in the crosses, Viri, and other spring wheat germplasm. And the third would be a USA group. When we compare them for the type of resistance, the first group, Eastern Europe, would be almost equally adult plant resistant versus major genes. The second would be primarily adult plant resistance type of type, and the third group would be primarily major genes. So clearly, this analysis and the clustering in three groups shows that there are some diversity and difference identified in this resistant UG99 germplasm. Well, if you look at the correspondence to other studies, several, I think in general, UG99 kind of motivated many programs and researchers to look at rust and look at stem rust. And there were a lot of recently, not a lot, a substantial number of publications on conventional germplasm as well as on white crosses and different findings. I think in general our the data on winter wheat which was presented show that the combination of adult plant and major genes along the lines of other studies, though we certainly looking forward to the data to identify to, which genes are present in this material. Now, looking at the big picture, the importance of leaf stem rust versus leaf rust and yellow rust. When we put data together, how frequent people report these diseases in international nurseries from 69 until now, we can see that, yes, leaf rust, more than 50% of collaborators send data to us that they observed and they recorded different degree of resistance, and this is the leaf rust is increasing, especially in Western Europe. We look at yellow rust, the same thing. We can see especially Central and West Asia region. Dr. Sharma just presented very high, almost every year. Every cooperator reports this disease also an increase in Europe. However, stem rust, there was a period in the before the 80s when it was quite common and basically disappeared, and we still do not see stem rust in the breeding nurseries or in the field. So I like to present this slide to caution that we by no means should de-emphasize the importance of yellow rust and leaf rust for winter wheat and overemphasize UG99 in a way that to make it the only rust to breed for. The conclusions, there is sufficient variability in global winter wheat germplasm for resistance to UG99. There are different resistant types and substantial genetic diversity with clear division into three groups. A difference in the genetic basis of resistance and between and within the groups still to be investigated. When we select for stem rust resistance in Kenya, it does improve stem rust resistance for Turkey and the region as a whole. The UG99 resistant germplasm identified in this study represents modern high-yielding gene pool with resistance to other rust and available to breeding and research programs through EBIP. U.S. cooperators received this germplasm through Oregon State University. And the breeding strategy, which we apply in IVIP, would be combination of major genes and APR. We make different types of crosses. There's high consideration and priority for yellow and leaf rust. Segregated population subjected to stem rust in hotspot in Turkey. And then as soon as we come to constant lines, we like to test them in Kenya. Marker-assisted selection is utilized for some major gene transfer, and on the final stages, we like to have a multiplication testing in Turkey and other important regional locations. I'd like to acknowledge EVIP cooperated and support to this project from durable rust resistance, this study of durable rust resistance project. Thank you very much.